You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Yes indeed, don't rush off, Isaac. Yes, a very happy birthday to you. It's Isaac's birthday today over there at Grupa Grada. Thanks for turning us on, as always. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show. You're on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. And I'm going to be with you, sitting here entertaining you, going right through until 10 o'clock this Wednesday morning. Yes, we've made it halfway through the week. Wednesday the 19th of July. All right, let's see what we've got. Have we got anybody with a birthday today? 19th of July. Oh, yes. So if you like guns. Samuel Colt. He was born on this day. The year was 1814. American inventor who founded the Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company, just now known as Colt's Manufacturing Company. It's a bit long before that, wasn't it? And is widely credited with popularizing the revolver. Another one here. Let's go over to France. Edgar Degas, 1834. He was a French artist, famous for his work in painting, sculpture and drawing, regarded as one of the founders of Impressionism, although he rejected the term and preferred to be called a realist. He is especially identified with the subject of the dance, and over half of his works depict dancers. Well, he obviously liked them, didn't he? We all like to have a good dance, don't we? Of course we do.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Come on. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Hey. Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I wanna talk to you for a little while. But before I make my move, my emotions start running wild.
No lie, I'm looking in your eyes.
I've got this to say to you. Hey, girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm gonna push some more. Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm gonna push it, push it, push it some more. A la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 long. Hey, a la 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 long.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Buddy Holly, the working folly, good golly, Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, add nanny goats. 18 minutes camels, Dominica camels, all other members plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oats. I better grin and bear it, I better come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything I got. Elvis ain't Scotty, days when I ain't spotted, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottom. Take your mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu Stephen Beacle, listening to Rico, Harpo Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, a la bala bala and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case?
There we go. Two in a row bring us in on this Wednesday morning's program. And we started off with Inner Circle and Sweat. And followed on there, well, Reasons to be Cheerful, Part 3. Well, Part 3 is the breakfast show, really, isn't it? It's a good reason to be cheerful. Quick good mornings. We'll come back to them in a moment. Good morning to Mary Lou. Wish us a happy WTW. Renee as well over there in Athens in Greece. Trouble with the fires over there. And also a very good morning, Paul. Paul Dixon. Good morning to you, Paul. That word, I must admit, I'd never heard of. So I'm interested to know. You asked for a piece of music. I'll dig that out for you. As well, and yeah, well, time wise I guess it's time for us well to go and get you ready for the show. Piece of music first, taking you there, comes from Holly Johnson. I got some of this on this morning. Perfume, well, aftershave.
Spray me on your skin.
Thank you very much. Yes, I rather like it as well. Hey, Yaz. She's over there getting the coffees. Hey, you like my perfume, Greg? My aftershave? You can say yes. They can't see you nodding your head.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much. You can stay. There we go. We got. I love it. This radio, nod your head louder. Time. Time to do this. It is just after, fraction after 16 minutes after the 7 o'clock this morning. So we're putting you in the show. I think we'll have a bit of a panic. This is Panic at the Disco and High Hopes.
everything. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting.
Debbie O in the shower with you this morning. I better get you out, didn't I? In the shower with you this morning. That was High Hope, Panic at the Disco. And that was from what? 2018. Anyway, how'd you get on your way to work this morning? Yeah, May the 23rd, 2018, that was released. And it was fueled by Ramen and DDC2 Records. That's the labels it was released on. Second single off of the band's sixth studio album, which was called Pray for the Wicked. Won't help me. The song was written and produced by Jake Sinclair together with Jonas Jeberg. Right, now, let me see. Let's take a look at a couple of messages in this morning. Got this one in. This came from Paul Dixon. Paul and Maria over there in South London. Great to hear from you as always. He says, hi, Jerry. Good morning to you all. Came across a new word. Well, to me, fubbing. Do any of your listeners know the meaning? And you asked if I could play a piece of music. I'll do that. But there you are. Here's a question for you out there. The word fubbing. Came across the word fubbing. New to Paul. New to me too. Do you and any of your listeners know the meaning? Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. Because the piece of music you asked for comes from Uriah Heep. Lady in Black.
She came to me one morning. One lonely Sunday morning. I was walking and destruction lay around me from a fight I could not win. Ah,
There we go, that's going out to Paul. Paul and Maria over there in South London in the United Kingdom. I don't think you've had it too hot over there either, have you, Paul? That is Uriah Heep and Lady in Black. Well, I'll raise you one. I'll raise you a Lady in Red. Why not? Keep an eye on the time, 25 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly know. Shine so bright, you were amazing. Never seen so many people want to be there by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight. Lady in red is dancing with me. Cheek to cheek, there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's where I wanna be. Well, I
There we go, Chris the Burke there, and Lady in Red, or The Lady in Red. Right, I'm going to come back to Renee, because we've got a little bit of story, because she's over there in Athens in Greece, and she's sort of, they've got problems over there, haven't they, with the weather, got fires. But and she just came back to me and said, she says, what was the word? Spelling, please. Well, I wrote it back to her, so she knows the spelling. It's fubbing, okay? Fubbing is the word. And she says, oh, I won't look it up. I just couldn't understand what you're saying. Why should you be any different to anybody else? Nobody understands what I'm saying. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Attention. Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Innsbruck Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
El 15.
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje no tome, drinkiq.com.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, great to be with you. We are 27 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. The United States military was scrambling on Wednesday to determine the fate of an American soldier who made an unauthorized crossing of the inter-Korean border into North Korea, throwing Washington into a new crisis in its dealing with the nuclear-armed state. The U.S. Army identified the soldier as Private Travis T. King, who joined in 2021 and was facing disciplinary action. While on an orientation tour of joint security area on the border between the two Koreans, King crossed into North Korea on Tuesday, willfully and without authorization, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has said. Months before he fled into North Korea, the U.S. soldier Travis King faced two assault allegations and was fined by a South Korean court for damaging a police car, according to a court ruling and a lawyer who represented him. A fire that broke out at the military training grounds in Kirovsk in the district of the Crimean Peninsula has forced the evacuation of more than 2,000 people and a closure of nearby highway. The Moscow-backed governor of Crimea said on Wednesday, and says here, it is planned to temporarily evacuate residents of four settlements. This is more than 2,000 people. Russian-installed governor Sergei Aksyonov of Crimea said on his Telegram messaging app. There was no reason given for the fire, which also forced the partial closure of the major Tavridi highway. Russia launched an offensive air attack on the Ukrainian city of Odessa for a second night in a row, but authorities vowed on Wednesday not to be intimidated by the hellish onslaught from working to keep grain exports moving from its ports. The attack was very powerful, truly massive, according to Sergei Brachuk, a spokesperson for the Odessa Military Administration, said in a voice message on his Telegram channel on Wednesday. It was a hellish night, he said, adding that details on damage and casualties would come later. The head of Britain's MI6 Foreign Spy Service said on Wednesday last month's mutiny by Russian mercenaries showed that there were deep fractures surrounding the Kremlin and invited Russians appalled by the war in Ukraine to come and spy for Britain. In just his second public speech since becoming chief of the Secret Intelligence Service in 2020, Richard Moore said there appeared to be little prospect of Russia regaining momentum in Ukraine. The leader of Thailand's election-winning Move Forward Party met fresh obstacles in his prime ministerial bid on Wednesday as a court suspended him as a lawmaker and rivals mounted a parliamentary challenge to try to scuttle his nomination. United States-educated Liberal Peter Lim Jaroenrat has an extremely difficult path to the top. This is the top job, needing the backing of more than half of the bicameral parliament and to overcome fierce resistance from a royalist military at odds with his party's anti-establishment ambitions. Two senior members of Singapore's largest opposition party quit on Wednesday after admitting to an inappropriate relationship, the latest scandal to hit a country otherwise used to stable and drama-free politics. The Workers' Party said a member of parliament, Leon Pereira, and its youth wing president, Nicole Sayre, had handed in letters of resignation after a video circulated on social media earlier this week showing the pair holding hands. The constitution of the Workers' Party requires candidates to be honest and frank in their dealings with the party and the people of Singapore, Singh said, adding that Pereira had been untruthful when first asked about the relationship in late 2020 to early 2021. Tourists flocked to a giant thermometer in China, showing surface temperatures of 80 degrees Celsius, that's 176 Fahrenheit, while the death toll from torrential rains in South Korea hit 44 on Wednesday, the latest extreme weather sparking havoc and curiosity around the world. Wildfires burned for a third day west of the Greek capital Athens, with air water bombers resuming operations at first light and firefighters working throughout the night to keep flames away from a complex of coastal refineries. In a stifling Beijing, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry began the third day of talks with Chinese officials, expressing hope that cooperation to combat global warming could redefine troubled ties between the two superpowers. Meanwhile, Hawaii's Big Island was bracing for the impact of Tropical Storm Calvin, expected to bring as much as 8 inches of rain and strong wind gusts, the National Weather Service has said. And moving over to some business news, Britain's high rate of inflation fell by more than expected in June and was its lowest in over a year at 7.9%, according to data that will ease some of the pressure on the Bank of England to keep on raising interest rates sharply. European shares rose on Wednesday on a boost from shares of Kering after top management changes at the luxury group, while London stocks affirmed following data which showed a faster than expected slowdown in the British inflation. The pan-European stock 600 index was up 0.2% by 8.17 GMT, extending gains to the second straight session. London's export-orientated FTSE 100 index had advanced by 1.1% as the pound slipped following the inflation data, which also sparked a rally in rate-sensitive property stocks in the United Kingdom. Global oil benchmark Brent briefly hovered above $80 on Wednesday, buoyed by China's pledge to reinvigorate economic growth and expectations in the U.S. Federal Reserve will stop rising interest rates or raising interest rates soon. Brent futures was up 26 cents at $79.89 a barrel by 11.20 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up 9 cents to $75.84 per barrel. So there we go. That's it. Some of the international news and a little bit there of the international business scene as well. We're 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's get back to Renee, shall we? And she says, let's see, she came in this morning. She says, good morning, welcome to Wednesday. Fires keep burning and temperatures keep rising here. No bueno. We've been advised to pack a grab-and-go bag just in case. Scary thought, but better to be prepared. Yes, we could play a piece of music for you. We will as well. And after that, I'll tell you all about popping, shall I? And by the way, I know what you're grabbing. I can imagine Renee's grab-and-go bag. I tell you, there's going to be a lot of food in there. I can guarantee it. Reeling in the years, Steely Dan. For Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece, keep safe. There we go, yes, reeling in the ears, and that's Steely Dan, and as I mentioned, that's for Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Now, let's get on to fubbing, all right? Yes. If you haven't been fubbed later, never mind. Right, this came in from Paul this morning, Paul Dixon, over there. We're moving around this morning, aren't we, over there in South London, and say, wish us a good morning. He says, came across a new word to me at any rate, fubbing. Do any of your listeners know the meaning? Well, I certainly didn't. And I said the dictionary definition. So, Renee was a little bit good. So, dictionary definition. Fubbing. This is spelled P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. Fubbing. Is a term created by combining the words phone and snubbing. There you go. Phone and snubbing. It refers to a person interacting with their phone rather than interacting with a human being, whether it's your partner or in other social situations. So when you go to the bar or you see people sitting down and having a meal and they're all on the phone, well, they're all fubbing each other. Yes. So, no fubbing. But it's true, isn't it? I mean, it is snubbing, isn't it? I take my phone with me, obviously, but I try and keep it away from me if I'm sort of having lunch or dinner with somebody. I just put it on silent because, yeah, there's nothing worse. Four people sitting at a lunch table, nobody talking to each other, and all on their phones. And a big thank you to Paul for that one. Paul's word of the day. This is the Dixie Midnight Runners, and of course, come on! Come on, Eileen.
Thank you.
go, yes. Kevin Rowland and the Dixies Midnight Runners and Come On Eileen. Right, what do we got for you this morning? I'm a little bit late telling you, really, aren't I? We have got no Andreas today. No, because remember last week he said he was going to Pedersea. Mm-hmm. Yasmin and I had completely forgotten, but yes, he did tell you he was going to Pedersea. He's having a little bit of a break, so good for him. So no movie review. I'll tell you what, I watched something on Netflix, which I'll tell you about quickly when we get to that as well. We're checking in, of course, with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And my guest in the last hour of this morning's programme, Yasmin and I, last night, we went to a little gig that was at Hydra, there in the Balboa Boutiques. And we went to see the group Sono Paranello. And they got a new album out called Mitomania. And so we went along to that. Young. Yes, they were young. Very young. But very good, I can tell you. So I'm going to be talking with Pavel Osorio in the last hour of this morning's program. What I liked was the sort of enthusiastic young guys there waving up sort of signs and bits of paper, boys and girls having fun. And I remember when I used to do that as well. The only difference was that the group was probably the Rolling Stones. So that's what we got lined up for you this morning. Plenty of great music, of course, going through till 10. Time-wise, 8 minutes right now before 8 o'clock.
with Jerry D.
Go, Mr. Steve Winwood, bring us to the top of the hour on this morning's breakfast show. Yeah, we're just a few seconds away from 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 6431-0419. Got that? 6431-0419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Kool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other. With like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Kool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Just in reach. When you sleep, escape me. You're like me.
unmistakable voice, isn't she? That's the voice of Kate Bush and Cloud Busting. And I tell you what, looking out of the window, she's got anything to bust. Yes, it's a beautiful sunny morning this morning, which is probably the last thing we want to hear, isn't it, really? Yeah, looking out the studio window, no clouds this morning, sunshine. And I think it's going to be a hot one. But I don't think it's probably going to be as hot as it has been, or is, rather, over there in Europe and Asia and up there in the US of A. But if you are going out, be careful. Ultraviolet rays as well, let alone anything else. Do make sure you're protected from that naughty sun. Right, Mary Lou, good morning. She wishes everybody a great day today. And she asked if we could play a piece of music for her. And it's this one. Comes from 10 years after. I'd love to change the world. Wouldn't we all?
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's Wednesday, humpity hump 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 day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're halfway through it, fellas, kids, boys, and girls. Yes, we are. And Chelsea is super excited because tomorrow she's going to a holiday. I'm going to a holiday. She says, I'm going to go to a holiday, and hopefully there's no putty tats there. Yeah, she's super excited. Have some coffee. Cheers. Nothing better. You know, they say breakfast show is almost better than coffee. The word almost, it's not there yet. It's almost as better, as good as coffee. But coffee is the best thing there is in the morning. And then there's the breakfast show. So, I hope you all are happy and having a wonderful humpity hump day Wednesday. Hopefully we'll get another good movie review from Andreas. He gave us a really good one last week, and I took his advice. And I'm telling you, he was right. It was a splendid show. I'm super happy I went to go see it. So, what are y'all plans this day, tomorrow? International, there's two things going on tomorrow besides International Space Day. In Argentina, it's International Friend Day. So I understand that people around Argentina, they get together and they just go out and have a good time. And tomorrow, also International Space Day. In 1969, on July 20th, at about 11:10:30 p.m. in the evening, Neil Armstrong took his first walk on the moon. Yeah, Neil Armstrong's from Ohio, by the way. All the good people are from Ohio. Yes, they are. Five presidents are from Ohio. Ohio's a pretty good state. So Neil Armstrong did his walk. And then also on July 20th, a few years ago, we had the Mars probe land on Mars. So it's become now an International Space Day. And I'm proud to represent the International Space Day. I'm the Spacey Girl. Yay! So I'm hoping you all are going to have a wonderful humpity hump dump Wednesday and enjoy yourselves, because tomorrow is special space day, friendship day, and a small little bidet, not the bidet you sit on to go to the bathroom, no, a birthday. All right, you guys take care, and back to you in the studio.
Everything has got with a sunshine smile upon my face, my friend, I clutch that hand. You know my head, I bet turns. I've disappeared without a trace. I'm mad, oh, I found somebody who I can rely on. This is the return of the space cowboy. It's a plan that.
There we go, and a big thanks. Big thanks goes out to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk, and talking about space. There's our little space cowboy, comes from Jamiroquai. Time on the breakfast show. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're just making our way to. Well, we're almost coming down to 27.5 minutes before the hour of nine. If you missed the news today, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Last hour of this morning's program. We're going to be talking to a band. Yes, and I went to see them last night, and very good. They call themselves Sono Apparello, and we're going to be talking to one of the guys later on in the program this morning. So do stick around for that. Very good they were. I can tell you, they were very good. Yes, and I both enjoyed it. Indeed. Sad Sweet Dreamer. And that's from Sweet Sensation. It is time. I'm going to play another one of these tracks that I like. This is off of the Motown album, together with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a nice, slow one. It's Abraham, Martin, and John.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young.
just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know,
he freed a lot of people, but it seems he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
isn't it? When you put a full orchestra behind some of those old tracks, absolutely amazing. And by the way, talking of such, if you haven't got your tickets yet, get them now. What for, you might well ask? Filter and Medusa, great Panamanian band. For the first time in Panama, rock band together with the Panama Philharmonic going to join forces in a groundbreaking concert on this coming Saturday, 22nd of July. All right, Filter and Medusa with the Philharmonic, the Panama Philharmonic. And I tell you what, the venue, doesn't get much better, does it? Teatro Nacional. They will be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic. And this unique musical fusion of rock and the Philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. Get your tickets. Get them now at Panama Tickets. And do not miss out. Prices are ranging from $17 to $43. That's Filtro Medusa this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. by the way, if I'm wrong. Yes, 8 p.m. This is at the Teatro Nacional, Filtro Medusa and the Panama Philharmonic. I love it when they do these things. Here's another example, by the way. This time it's Drive by the Cars.
Tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? To your dreams. Yeah, who's gonna plug their ears when you scream? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Drive you home tonight.
Drive the Cars with the symphonic orchestra there. Let's say a very good morning to Cedric. He's just dropped me a line. Good morning, Jerry. Please play, if possible. You asked if we could play I Am What I Am or My Way by Shirley Bassey. We played Shirley Bassey's I Am What I Am the other day, so I thought we'd give this one a go, shall we?
And now the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regret, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway.
Go on, Shirley, belt it out. That's it, Secret Agency, Shirley Bassey, and her rendition of My Way. Of course, I was a school kid when she was sort of first performing. I used to call her Burly Chassis. Anyway, moving on. Let's say good morning again to Yasmin. I mean, I shouted at her earlier on.
Good morning.
Like my aftershave this morning.
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course. And, hey, I was saying, we went out last night, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
To see the new band. Well, they're not new. They've been going some time, but new for us, wasn't it? Sono Parallelo.
And they are new.
They're
just kids.
Yes. Are you... wondering whether they're able to buy a drink, though. But it's irrelevant because the sound was great.
Oh, yes, that was
awesome.
No,
it was a good band.
I fall in love with them.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I love the guy with the saxophone.
You like
the singer.
Yeah, and the go on, and the guitarist.
I mean, the whole band, all together, they're perfect.
Yeah, they're very, very good. So mm-hmm. We're going to be talking with Pavel Osorio. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming in. One of the guitarists that you mm-hmm. probably obviously like. There he is, yes. Mm-hmm. You behave yourself. He's going to be coming in and chatting with us in the last hour of this morning's program, so it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we did. You had something else yesterday as well, didn't you?
Yesterday, yes. No. I don't think so.
Your social life is so busy.
Yeah. No. I just have to drove Ian to the his practice.
Ah, which one? Which practice?
At the volleyball.
Volleyball. Uh-huh. Ah, okay. Yeah. Has he tried playing volleyball and saxophone at the same time?
No.
Save him time, wouldn't it? But I was saying, watching the saxophonist last night, mm-hmm. The saxophone is a beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, apart from the amazing sound,
mm-hmm.
the big ones like that, they're quite sexy, really, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I really think that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, now, what are you doing today?
Today is Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm going to... What? No, nothing today. Just work.
I love it.
You know, yesterday I was thinking today was Tuesday.
It's funny, you know, yesterday was Tuesday, yes.
Uh-huh. So I had to check my calendar. I was surprised, like, oh, tomorrow is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Yes. I know, but I was thinking about that yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But funnily enough, I'm the other way around, because today I was thinking it's Wednesday. I know it's Wednesday, and I thought it was Thursday. So we got an optimist and a pessimist in this office. And tomorrow afternoon we're popping out to an event, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
I love Lembre Park.
God bless, she's no longer with us. But
mm-hmm.
We were quite good friends. Mm-hmm. Well, we knew each other quite well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be nice. It's tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see. What else was I going to say? What else am I going to talk to you about?
I don't know.
Okay, then. I'm going to talk to you about something. I get in that state now where I suddenly forget. What's it? I was trying to tell you something last night and I forgot the name now, or the word or something.
Last night?
Yes, last night. Yes, it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, dear. I think we should just sort of give up, really, and go and get some, go and get some help.
Oh, we loved that place yesterday. That was our first time there.
I've not been there. Hydra.
Hydra, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was quite good.
At Balboa Boutiques.
Yep.
That was very nice. Nice food.
Yeah.
Everything was free. Was free. The drinks.
Yeah, we did well, didn't we?
Everything.
Yeah, we should have got there earlier, yes. No, it was very well done.
Thanks a lot to My Bermudez for the invitation, to Tamayo Records.
Oh, yeah,
the producers of this.
Yeah, he was there last night when you introduced me to him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because production is so much of a good, successful piece of music, obviously.
And do you know what I loved? That it was early, and it finished early.
Yeah, no, that's
true.
We
went home early. That was just perfect.
No, it was. And thank you, by the way, for the ride home, because it was only, you know, I could walk
you're welcome.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I could walk there. Mm-hmm. But even then, it was sort of, you know, getting dark,
mm-hmm.
and it was quite hot, although we'd had no sun yesterday. So you imagine what it's going to be like today.
Exactly.
So if you are going out there, do be careful, because there is still not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we need clouds with water in them.
Exactly.
No, don't start complaining when it's raining.
Exactly. Yes.
So, all right. Well, look, yes, enjoy the rest of your day. I've got time to squeeze another piece of music in.
Mm-hmm. Thank
to
you.
To the top of the hour.
Okay.
To the top of the hour. Carpenters. Mm-hmm. And this is For All We Know.
I'll feel you close to me.
And for all we know. Right, so let me remind you just once again, because we're going to be talking with Pavel from the band Sono Parallelo in the last hour, but just let me remind you once again, Filtro Medusa, another great band here in Panama. They're going to be playing with the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra on Saturday, yes, Saturday, 22nd of July, starts at 8 o'clock. Filtro Medusa together with the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra at the Teatro Nacional. If you haven't got your tickets, get them now, all right? Great a musical fusion of rock and the Philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. Get your tickets, Panama tickets, and don't miss out, all right? Prices from $17 to $43. And that has just about brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
There we go, and welcome back to the Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And still to come, we're going to be chatting with Pavel Osorio from the band Sono Parallelo. So that's still to come on this morning's program. By the way, just let me remind you, are you ready for the dating game by Cool FM? You ready to match face-to-face? The girls are more than ready. We're just missing a few more guys. So if you're listening, don't miss out on the opportunity of meeting interesting people at our event on the 3rd of August. This is at the Salina Casco Viejo. Dating game by Cool FM, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka, starting at 6 p.m. Now, we're going to have speed dating and a singles party. Interested? Well, we're going to do is WhatsApp us here on the Breakfast Show on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. WhatsApp us and, we'll send you all the info. And you can also register at coolfmpanama.com. coolfmpanama.com.
Can't see.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
The way
yes, Purple Harem, White a Shade of Pale, and the rest is history. 1967 was when that was released, 12th of May. And it's, of course, White a Shade of Pale, Purple Harem. And the single reached number one on the UK singles chart on the 8th of June and stayed there for 6 weeks. And without much promotion, it reached number five on the US Billboard Hot 100, one of the anthems of the 1967 Summer of Love. Remember it well as a teenager then. This is going forward a bit. This is Donna Summer. She's doing what I'm doing. It's on the radio. Keep an eye on the time. We're just coming to 23 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. There we go, on the radio from Donna Summer. Time-wise, 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on 89.3, Call FM. A few minutes' time, we'll be chatting with my guest. First, though, this is The Bleachers. Strange Behaviour. Thank you.
ghost lonely goes, everything I wanna know. So follow it to any hope. This is hook, this is just a shadow. What you thought was faith, that was hollow. Look at you, you've been chasing shadows. That's why you wake up a shadow. What you thought is faith, that was hollow. Look at you, you've been chasing shadows. That's why you wake up. No pienses mal, mi amor,
Thinking of fading that down a bit earlier, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It's too good, really, isn't it? And that's the band, and I have my guest here with me. That's Sono Parallelo, and I've got with me Pavel Osorio. And very good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
Great.
I mean, that song is an old soul, you know that. I mean, that's... You guys are so young, yet you're putting out old soul music. I mean, that's, you know, just one track. Obviously, we're going to listen to some more. Beautiful. I love it. And it's got a hook to it, you know, the chorus line. And,
yeah. No, uh-huh. I don't know the song.
Well, I hope so.
I know how to play it.
Now, tell us a little bit. Sono Parallelo, how did you guys get together?
How did we... It was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a Parque Mar basketball court.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was playing alone. I was trying to play basketball. I tried basketball for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. And then Juan Diego got to the court with other two friends, and that's the first time we met.
Really?
Yeah.
And that developed into a band. I mean,
yeah.
On a basketball.
Yeah, cool. Basketball. Yeah. Court, yeah.
So how did it sort of develop from there then?
Well, like 6 months later, he started Sono Parallelo.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And he needed a bass player. I started playing bass before playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I'm the man for the job. And I got into the first rehearsal, and I noticed that they sound good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they tried to emulate a Rush,
okay,
a progressive sound,
right?
Like, and it was not good.
And you were able to tell them this and
yes,
still stay there.
I made sure of that, and that was the first and only rehearsal I had with them, and a year later, they decided to record an EP called Lujo Reencarnar. I'm not sure how it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But they asked me to play guitar because they saw one of my Instagram playing Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay. And because, I mean, one of the things I noticed, I mean, both of you, you're good guitar players. I mean, you were really getting into it. That,
thank you.
You know, and you can tell by the expression on the face. And, I mean, you see all these great guitar. I mean, one of my favorite guitar players is Gary Moore. And I love his guitar. I mean, my air guitar song would be Parisian Waltways, the beginning of Parisian Waltways. I mean, it's a... but, you know, when you look at even these professionals, you look at Mark Knopfler and all these guys, when you see them playing and you see the expression on their face, you can see, you know, the passion in it, you know. I can't play anything, by the way. Unfortunately. I play everybody else's music.
Come on. Air guitar, you gotta get into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Like, you need to rip that solo.
So it was, okay, so that was it. But then, of course, the pandemic came along. And that, I guess, you know, shuttered you down for a while. But,
my time as a guitar player started during the pandemic.
Oh, during the pandemic?
Yeah, and the bass thing was before the pandemic.
Oh, okay, okay. So how did you manage to survive, you guys, with the pandemic? I mean, it shut you down for a couple of years.
Well...
Did you do internet
during
stuff?
During 2020,
mm-hmm.
We didn't, well, Sono Parallelo kind of dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, things were starting to come along,
mm-hmm.
and Well, they ended up calling me and recording those first three songs, mm-hmm. Reencarnar, Lujuria, mm-hmm. and No Te Haré Daño, mm-hmm. which are featured in Mitomanía.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all in July of 2021 when mm-hmm. we recorded mm-hmm. those songs.
Mm-hmm. And is the same guys? You've all been the same guys, all been together now?
No.
Change a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes the bus next.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, you all sound good together. I mean, one of the things I like is when a band is sort of, you know, it has to be tight, you know, and that's one of the things I noticed. We're going to take another piece of music. And let's see, this one I've got is Lujuria. Is that the way you pronounce that? Lujuria?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a listen to that one.
That's my.
Oh, that's you giggling in front, is it? Yeah. That's the best part. There we go. Yes, that's the sound of my guest this morning, the band, Sono Parallelo. I'm chatting with Pavel Osorio, who's the guitar. We were just talking while we were listening to that. What was the influence on the band? Because your choice of music is somewhat different, which I'm happy to say.
Right.
Why this direction? What was behind it? And do you all agree?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good start.
Yeah, okay. It all like, comes together because when Leo loves the Beatles,
he's a
Beatles fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love Led Zeppelin.
Okay. You are all old souls, you see.
Sebastian loves Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Uh-huh.
And Carlos is a massive Rage Against the Machine fan.
Okay.
So, it's like you put it in a blender.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like,
and what
makes
comes
sense.
Out the other end, right.
It just, like, makes sense.
Brilliant. Okay. So, the influence, you were just talking about, you know, the Beatles and I'm sort of, well, of course, that was my time. That was me sort of waving, like, because you had a good stock of fans there last night. Did you have to pay them, or?
No.
I have to pay my listeners.
What do you mean?
I'm only pulling your leg. But, no, it's a good crowd. Fun. They obviously enjoy it. And so how often do you gig? How often do you play?
We used to do a gig every 2 weeks last year. So in total we did like 56 last year.
Oh, that's good.
And now this year, I'm not sure, but a bunch. But we're trying to, how do I say, like reinvent ourselves, like. People started noticing us in bars and little gigs, but now we're trying to do our own shows.
Okay, and so you should. I mean, that was a good example. But tell me, what is the average age of the band? Approximately.
It's 20, and is 15.
15?
Yes. The bass player is
15. Really? Because it's funny enough, because I commented to Yasmin and said the bass player, I think, was the only one who stood still all night.
Dead face. All day. Every day.
But he's good. He's good. I mean, I've got a very good friend who's a very, very good bass player here in Panama. Eduardo Crocomo. I don't know if you've seen Eduardo. Do you know Eduardo? No? Oh, Eduardo, we're finished. No. John Carney, have you ever seen John Carney play here in Panama? You need to get out more. John Carney, one time, he was, I can't remember the guy's name. It'll come back to me. But anyway, where do you want to go? I mean, this album, great tracks all the way through. How do you get on? Because the production, I will say, production is a big deal when it comes to the end result.
Yeah, we recorded at Rock and Fall Studios. At their building at San Francisco.
Okay.
It was like 2 blocks away from my house.
Oh,
great place. Like, and our producer and sound engineer, Shuling, shout out to Shuling, and he made sure that everything sounded us. Because from the first song to the last song, you'll notice that they don't follow in a specific sound. Like, you don't listen to the same guitars, you don't listen to the same keyboards, you don't listen to the same drums.
No, exactly. I mean, that's one thing, because sometimes, you know, I sort of rummage around. I do play sort of some fairly modern music as well, but what I do is I go onto the site where I buy my music, and I rummage around, and I find something I might be interested in. And if it doesn't get me in the first three tracks... It's done. I don't know. Because, you know, you get artists, they sing the same thing all the time. So let's take another track off of the album. What do you... Give me which one should I play? Give me a clip.
My favorite, because it's the one that was closer to my idea of that song. It's Señales.
Ah, Señales. Okay, let's have some Señales.
I tried to emulate America for that song.
Okay, here it is. goes. That's it, Señales. And that is by the band Sono Parallelo. I'm chatting with Pavel. Pavel Osorio, guitarist. And we've only got just a couple of minutes to go. So let me sort of get this in. So what is next for you? Because, I mean, I know your album's but you've got to push that out and get that around now. But
what's next? Pushing the album with a tour, with new shows, with... No, we need fans, man.
You got one here. You got one here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, two. You're a fan, aren't you? Yes.
Yes.
And because Yasmin's son, Ian, is learning the saxophone. So he may be on your list one day, you know. So, listen, I mean, it's great. I wish you all the success in the world. You can always rely on us. Keep us in touch with what you're doing. When you've got gigs coming up, let us know. We'll let people know. And, you know, we'll get some of the old folk out there as well.
Yeah, you can invite me anytime you like.
No, just let us know. Just let us know. You can come in and we'll give you all our contact details. So, again, you know, really enjoyed last night. And I play an air guitar. You play an air keyboard. Do you play keyboards as well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Been a good day.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest. Hey, Pavel, look, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Enjoy what you guys did last night. Keep it up. Keep us informed with what you're doing so we can let people know. We'll get you some fans. All right?
I had a great time here.
Good.
And
every morning I have a great time.
What do you mean? It's a great setup. It's a great place. With meeting with great people. Looking at the greatest view. Come on, man.
Hey, listen. You guys take care, and again, congratulations, and I think there's plenty of success in front of you, so keep it up. Pavel Osorio with us this morning. Thanks, man. All
Goodbye,
the best.
Everyone.
Keep safe. And, well, that's just about brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. I've got to think about going off and doing something else for the rest of my day, which is coming up to 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Big thanks go out this morning, as always, to Ingrid, our outdoor reporter, Everyday Story of Country Folk coming from El Valle. Big thanks to my guest, Pavel Osorio from the band Sono Parallelo. And say, wish them good luck. Good group of guys. And also thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Does all our bookings, does all our social media. Well, does everything, really. I just sit here and play the music. It's fine. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby. He's over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom at the moment. So big thanks to him. He gives a lot of background information for the show. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. Mustn't forget the boys and girls of Grupo Granda, especially this morning. Yes, because it's Isaac's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Isaac, and thanks for all your help. Just remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we are back together, please do it carefully. What do I say? I want to be talking to you at 7 tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.